after these words. Today, these three players are after big bucks, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press go and luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Go Luck, Peter DeMarcus.
Thank you. Once again, Rod Roddy, and hi, everybody. Welcome to Press Your Luck. We're going to have a great time today. I guarantee it. At least I'm going to have a great time. Oh, and I know the winner will have a great time. The other two people, well, we don't know. We have to talk to him and find out. Let's meet him right now, starting with our first player, Dorothy Hansen. How are you, Dorothy?
Great. Great, Peter.
You come here to have a good time?
I did. I came to have a good time.
Where'd you come from, Dorothy?
I'm from Houston, Texas.
Way down in Texas.
And I'm fixing to win your money today.
You're fixing to win all the bucks. Well, good luck to you, Dorothy.
Thank you.
Good to have you with us. Our second player is Wayne Nakamura. How are you, Wayne?
Pretty good, Peter.
Good. Wayne, you're a weightlifter?
Well, I'm not a weightlifter, but I do exercise with weights.
That's, I can see a pretty broad shoulder.
Oh, it's a small jacket.
That's the trick.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been lifting weights?
Oh, off and on, about 5, 10 years.
I see. How about lifting whammy? You ever lift a whammy?
I'm going to try.
Lift them and throw them out the window, right?
Yeah, if they get near me.
All right, Wayne. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
All right, third player is our champ, Joe Gary, with $34,880. Now, Joe, as you've played before, do you plan to get three whammies right away? Because that's the way you normally win.
Well, I like to make it a little exciting. Get them towards the end, get everybody worked up, you know,
yeah.
And then win. Ah, something like that.
Maybe you try this one the easy way?
Well, yeah, it'd be a little easier on my heart.
I understand. Well, let's see how it goes. You ready?
Ready.
All right, you give me a multiple choice answer to these questions. You get one spin. You buzz into the correct answer, you get three spins. Here's the first question. We've been told the average adult woman carries $29 in her purse, but according to 17 Magazine, how much money will you find in the average teenage girl's purse, Dorothy?
85 cents.
Is it 85 cents, $5, or $10, Wayne?
I'm going to say $5.
What are you going to say, Joe?
What age was that?
Teenage.
Teenage, I'll say $10.
The average teenage girl carries $10 in her purse. And Joe gets himself a spin. $10. We've all grown up with neon lights, but can you tell me exactly what neon is, Dorothy?
Gas.
Is it a gas, a plastic, or a current, Wayne?
It's a gas.
What do you think it is, Joe?
It's a gas.
Neon is a gas. Dorothy, three. Wayne, spin. And Joe, to two. Third question. Fill in the missing word from this song. Be it ever so what, there's no place, Dorothy?
Humble.
Be it ever so what, there's no place like home. Is it humble, quiet, or peaceful, Wayne?
Oh, it's humble.
What do you think it is, Joe?
Humble.
Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. Dorothy, six. Wayne, to two. Joe, to three. You guys are on a roll. Here's the last question. This annual event provides the clothing stores on Beverly Hills Swank Rodale Drive with their second busiest time of year. What event is it? Dorothy.
January sale?
Is it the January sale, Easter, or the Academy Awards, Wayne?
It's the January sale.
What do you think it is, Joe?
January sale.
Rodeo Drive's second busiest time is the Academy Awards, gang. Dorothy stays at six, Wayne at two, and Joe at three. And we're all coming back to buck it up to these words. Don't go away. We'll be back. There's only one slight little added goodie. It's called the whammy. What do you think? You think you want to meet the whammy?
The whammy.
Avoid the whammy
today. Avoid the whammy? I don't blame you. But what you don't want to avoid is a trip. You don't want to avoid a trip, do you?
No.
Well, our own bronc buster Rod Roddy is going to take us on one trip now.
Howdy, partners. One of today's players could be taking in the Calgary, Canada Stampede. Here in the heart of Canada's cowboy country, you'll thrill to wild western excitement, not to mention the spectacular Canadian scenery. This six-night visit to Calgary is worth over $1,000, and it's a whole bunch of fun.
All right, Calgary Stampede. Yeah, you want to win this round, so you play last in the final round. That's, of course, an advantageous position. Four whammies put you out of the game, and you can pass your remaining spins if you so desire. Fewest spins first. Wayne with two. You ready?
Okay.
Big bucks.
I got two spins. Let's make some big bucks on this. Come on. Here we go. Let's get some big bucks. Ready? And stop.
Stop at $400.
Okay.
First place, one spin, Wayne.
Okay, come on. Let's get some big bucks. Come on. Big bucks this time. Okay. Here we go. Ready? Here we go. And stop.
Stop. Ready? Okay, Wayne, no more spins, one whammy, no dollars. We now go to Joe with three spins. Ready, Joe?
I'm ready. Okay, go. Stay away, whammy. Big bucks, 1,500, stop!
Stop at 250, first place,
right.
Two spins, all right. Joe.
All right. Okay, big bucks now, 1,500, stop!
Stop at 550, that's
all right.
800. One more spin, Joe, press the pass.
Press, I'm going to press. Press my luck, okay. No whammies.
Stop at Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
The trip to Las Vegas with $1,225. That's $2,025, Joe. You have first place, but we've got to hear from Dorothy, who's fixing to take all our money here on Stretch Your Luck. Dorothy, six spins.
Okay, here we go. Round and round and round, and I wanted to stop on a big buck. Stop.
Stop at a telescope. That's valued at $459. Dorothy, second place, five spins.
Okay, here we go. I want that trip to Calgary. Trip to Calgary. Stop.
Stop at 500 more. At the 959. Dorothy, four spins left, about 1,100 shy of Joe.
Okay, I'm going to press. Okay, I'm still looking for the trip to Calgary. Calgary. Trip to Calgary. Stop.
Stop at $400. You didn't win it because you couldn't say it.
Oh.
You got 1,359, three spins, Dorothy.
Okay. I'm going to
press, Joe.
Press on here. I still want that trip. That trip to Canada. Stop.
Stop.
Oh.
Quite a group, huh, Dorothy?
I still have...
Left you with two spins, however. You want to keep going?
I'm going to keep going.
All right, looking for more
bucks. I'm going to go for it. I want some big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $300. You're in second place. You have one spin, $1,725 less than Joe.
Okay.
Press your pass.
I'm going to go.
Okay, looking for bucks.
All right. Big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $750 and a spin, $1,050. Still have your one spin.
All right.
About 975 less than Joe.
Go.
Here we go.
Go. Okay, come on. Come on, Canada trip. Here we go. Stop.
Stop at Canada. There's a trip for $744. Joe, 2025, Wayne, zero, and Dorothy, 2194. You got it. Calgary, we're coming right back after these words for a full time. Class, we're back in school. Keep your eyes on your own work. Are you ready for the questions?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
we are.
Give me some answers. That's it. Are you going to give me some answers?
Yes, yeah. Sir. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Okay, here we go. Napoleon, Catherine Hepburn, and George Washington were all born with the same color hair. Tell us what the color is, Joe.
Blonde.
All right. Is the correct answer blonde, brown, or red, Dorothy?
It's red.
What do you think it is, Wayne?
I think it's red.
They all had red hair. Dorothy, it's been... And Wayne a spin. So I didn't know George Washington had red hair to go with his wooden teeth. That's quite a combination. Here we go, number two. What automobile company is generally credited with inventing the assembly line? Wayne.
Ford.
Is it Ford, General Motors, or Chrysler, Dorothy?
I'd say Ford.
Who would you say it is, Joe?
Ford.
The assembly line came from Ford. Dorothy, two, Wayne, four, and Joe a spin. Number three, what fraction of American men use electric razors? Wayne.
I'd say one half.
All right, is the correct answer one half, one quarter, or three quarters, Dorothy?
One half.
What do you think, Joe?
One half.
Electric razors shave 1/4 of the guys. 1/4. No spins. Well, give us a moan. Good. Yeah. I like moans. Okay. San Clemente was the site of the Western White House during which president's administration, Joe?
Nixon.
Is it Nixon's, Ford's, or Carter's, Dorothy?
Nixon.
What do you think, Wayne?
Nixon.
San Clemente was the Western White House during the administration of Richard Nixon.
Yeah!
Dorothy goes to 3, Wayne to 5, and Joe to 4. And we're coming up with big bucks after these words, so do not go away. Gang, over $100,000 up there in cash and prizes. Hopefully no more whammies. But there are some trips. And our own Greek god, Rod Roddy, is going to tell us about one.
But of course I will, Peter. It would be the trip of a lifetime to the birthplace of modern civilization, historic Athens, Greece. And our lucky winners may be spending 6 nights and days visiting such marvelous sites as the world-famous Acropolis. It's beautiful Athens, and it's worth over $2,500.
Oh, a great trip. A great trip, I'll tell you. And when Rod loses that 100 pounds, actually it's down to 97 now, he's going to go to Greece. Am I right?
You're right.
Absolutely. All right, gang, that's where you want to go to because it's a great trip. And Dorothy, with $21.94, you'll play last. You earned it by winning round one. And Wayne, $0, 5 spins. You're first. Big bucks.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right, Jeannie and I want to go to Athens. Come on. Let's watch it. Let's get some big bucks. We'll go to Athens with it. Ready, and stop.
Stop at 500 a spin. Third place, 5 spins, Wayne.
Okay, here we go again. Keep the luck going. Get some big bucks. Come on. Ready, and stop.
Stop at 500 a spin, double your bucks. $1,000, still 5 spins, Wayne. Third place.
Okay, let's go for 3. Come on. We'll see some big bucks. Come on. Ready, and stop.
Stop at a motorcycle. Woo! That's worth $2,398. Brings you up to $3,398. First All place. Right. 4 spins.
Okay, we're going to keep going.
Right.
Come on. Let's keep the luck with us. Let's go to Athens. Come on. Come on. Here we go. Ready, and stop.
Stop. Woo! First place by about $6,200. What do you want to do?
We're going to keep going. We're going to go. We're going to press that button. Come on. Come on. Let's go. Let's do that one more time. Just one more time. Come on. Ready? And stop.
Stop. Wow. $13,398. Wayne, so far, spin.
$5,000. Here we go. Okay. Ready? And stop.
Stop at $2,500. $15,898. Wayne, 3 spins. $13,704 more than Dorothy. What do you want to do with the money? Well, what do you want to do with the spin? Okay, the money, you know what you want to do. Spins get past Dorothy. All right, here we go. Joe, it's time for $2,000. Four spins. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, here we go.
All right, we need 5,000 spins. 5,000 spins. Stop.
Stop at 500. $25. Three spins left. Second place, Joe.
5,000 a spin. Got to have 5,000 a spin. Very important. Stop.
Stop at 500 and a spin. 3,025. Still 3 spins. That's about the pass, Joe.
Go on.
Here we go.
5,000 a spin. 5,000 a spin. Here it comes. Stop.
Stop at 750. 3775. 2 spins left. You got about 12,000 worth of catching up to get to where Wayne is. 2 spins. Here we go.
I'm going. All right, give me big bucks. I got to have big bucks. Stop.
Stop at Hilton Head, Joe. That trip to Hilton Head has a value of $2,572. $6,347. One spin left. You have about $9,500 less in Wayne and about $4,200 more than Dorothy. Second place. Pass the one spin to Wayne. Wayne, $15,898 is riding on one spin. You ready for it?
Yes.
Here it comes.
Okay, come on, let's hold on. Come on, 5,000 again. Come on, we can do it. Come on, ready, and stop!
Stop! Vicious. Whoa, Dorothy. $21.94, it's up to you to tackle Joe.
Okay.
Three spins you have to take. Here you go, Dorothy.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Big, big bucks. Go with the trip. Big bucks. Go with the trip. Stop.
Stop at $500. $26.94. Two more spins you have to take, Dorothy.
All right, here we go. Five down.
Stop at $4,000 in the spin. 66.94, first place. One more spin you have to take, Dorothy.
Oh.
Here it comes.
Woo!
You have to take it, Dorothy.
Oh, okay. Another five. How about a five? Big box. Stop.
Stop at Switzerland. Dorothy, that trip to Switzerland is worth $3,672. That brings your total up to $10,366. You have four spins. You have about 4,000 more than Joe. Fresh your luck.
Okay. If I pass into
Joe.
If I pass into Joe, does he have to take all four?
Yeah.
Of course, always.
Okay, Joe, you got him.
You got him. Joe, four to you, $6,347. Four spins you must take. Are you ready?
You betcha.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, Miami, stay away now. Stay away. Need some big bucks. 5,000 to spend. 5,000. Stop!
Oh, Joe.
That hurt.
That did. But three spins. Now they're in the earn column, which means you can press your luck or pass because you whammied. What are you going to do with the three spins? Here we go.
Big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at 750 in the spin. You're back in the money. Three spins, 750. Here we go again.
I'm going. Big bucks now. 5,000. 5,000. Stop.
Stop. Another way. This is one hole, Joe, that I don't know if you're going to get out of this one. You know? You have two spins left, $0, two whammies, and Dorothy's got $10,366. You got any particular strategy in mind? Pass the two spins to Dorothy.
Okay.
$10,366, Dorothy.
Okay.
Here comes the
here
first spin.
Go. I'm ready. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $2,000. Dorothy, you have $12,366. You have one more spin you have to take. If you can avoid the whammy, you'll win the game. If you whammy, all three of you will come back next time. Are you ready, Dorothy?
Okay, I'm
big
ready.
Big spin. Wayne, Joe, you're back in the game. Here comes the big spin.
Okay. Big bucks. Big bucks. Come on. One more time. Stop.
Stop. The first time in the history of Fresh Your Luck, all three players come back next time, and Joe, it's all your fault. No, it's Wayne. No, it's Joe. No, it's Dorothy, Wayne, and Joe. You all won today.
Hey.
And that means you all come back next time.
Woo.
That's the first time in the history of Fresh Your Luck that we've had three people return. And Rod doesn't have anything to say. Rod, you want to say anything?
I'm speechless, Peter.
That is a rarity, folks. In any event, until next time when we see Dorothy, Wayne, and Joe in their own show, this is Peter Tamarkin saying thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
Some member of our studio audience. foil decks, including the dirt metal handheld portable. Features metal construction and revolving brush, just like the big ones, for quick, easy cleaning most anywhere from Royal Appliances. And here's what we have for our departing contestants. Capture your best memories with a Polaroid. The Sun 600 comes with carrying case and coupons for free film. And lemon sunlight. It cuts tough, baked on, takes on, stuck on foods, even grease. Sunlight with lemon juice cuts the tough stuff loose. Plus, a gift certificate from Sears Spring Summer Catalog with over 1,200 pages of ideas. 1-800-453-7000. Also, Hershey Crackle, the list of Hershey's Milk Chocolate and Crisp Rice. Treat yourself with a great crackle combination. Look for the bright red crackle label. Plus, Geranimals, famous quality fashion fits children's wear for boys and girls. Infants and teens, Geranimals, designed to go together, built to stay together. And Vaseline Lip Therapy covers lips better than a waxy stick. It creates a moisture barrier that goes beyond relief for prevention.
This is Rhonda Shear. Talk about earning while learning. You won't believe the benefits offered in summer job on USA. Up all night, Friday night at 11.
This is Ron Ruddy, speaking for Fresh New Lot, a Carruthers Company presentation.